listening to The Smoking Section, powered by Symphonic.
We are for another episode, season 5. We have here a guy who has 113 million streams, probably more than that now, actually. Yep, 114 million streams. 115 million streams. Yep, yeah. Just going up.
Something like that.
I'm going to butcher his last name on record.
Yep, everybody does.
Everyone does. I feel like he's probably used to it now.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
Let's hear it here.
Which one is it?
So we have Sean.
Uh-oh.
Stimuli.
Yeah. Dang, man. Hell yeah.
I can't tell you how many times the last 4 days I've practiced that. It's been Stomily.
I've been practicing. Stomily. Yeah. Literally 90% of people get it wrong at first, dude.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, what was your parents thinking?
It used to be L-E at the end, and then my great-grandpa got all mad at the family and changed it. So, and he changed it to the most confusing way possible.
Wow.
Yep.
So the A, family is, for you. The A is silent.
It's like just quick.
It's
stimuli,
quick.
Stimuli. Yeah, kind of.
Stimuli.
It's like anemone.
It's,
you know?
Not stimuli, guys. It's not stimuli.
No, no, the way it looks like that.
It looks like
yeah. Or stimuli. I get that a lot.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. I've heard that one. Yeah. Someone actually told me this morning about that. Like, Sean Steamly. I'm like, I am not calling. That's not, no.
Might as well just call me Scene. My first name is Scene. I've gotten that before, too. I'm like, dang, y'all get that wrong, too?
What the hell?
There's a lot of, like, famous people named Sean. Like, there's Big Sean. There's Sean Connery. There's, like,
Sean Combs.
Sean O'Malley, I guess.
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah. Sean Combs.
Sean Combs, for those of you who don't know, that's P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Is he going by Diddy now, or did, I don't know what the hell he's called.
Who knows, man?
Is he just going, just Diddy?
Just Diddy.
Who the hell knows? I mean, it's better than saying, yeah, here's my name, you know?
Yeah, I can't keep up with Kanye.
Did I just say that?
I can't keep up with him anymore.
I hope I never interviewed him.
Or the marriages. I'm just like, all right, I'm losing track here.
Yeah. So how you been, man? Been good?
I've been good, man.
Congrats on the tour.
Thank you.
Going on the road with Mr. Dustin Lynch.
Yep. That'll be a fun one. I'm pretty sure he put me on the tour because it's actually a funny story, but I'm pretty sure this is it. But we were playing with him in Virginia, and I had a half a gallon of Jack Daniels on stage, and you know, I was taking a couple pulls off of it, you know, once in a while trying to, because I was opening the show, so I was like, we're going to open this right.
Right.
And I get off the stage, and Dustin's like, man, like, no, that's not Jack Daniels in there. Like, you know, that's a funny trick, though. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He's like, that's not actual Jack Daniels. I'm like, yeah, it is, dude. And he was like, dude, how do y'all function up there, like, doing that? And I was like, I don't know. It's just what we've always done. I don't know. And
adrenaline.
He named a tour Party Mode. I'm pretty sure that's why he had me open for
good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, Party Mode.
Could you imagine the amount of the gallons you'll be drinking on this one?
Yeah, it's gonna be rough, but yeah, it'll be fun though.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to give anyone a liver transplant anytime soon.
I already need one of those, I think. I'm feeling it.
I think anyone in Nashville does.
Yeah.
We're all functionally alcoholics here in Nashville.
Yep. Very functional.
Very functional.
Usually.
I get my best work done when I'm drunk.
Really?
No.
You're thinking at the time, though.
At the time.
That's
time,
how it goes.
Like, this was really fucking good.
I like riding drunk. I mean,
riding drunk is great.
A couple glasses of bourbon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fun. But as far as like anything else goes, things can be tough.
So, No.
You ever mix sound while you're drunk?
Yeah.
Does it always come out good?
No. I've done an episode of this drunk though. Like, I've not me interviewing, but I've edited an episode that was me drunk, and let me just say, still to this day, it's one of my best episodes. Just saying.
Maybe that's like the system you need to work with.
Hasn't worked since, because I've took some things down because of the editing, and I was like, I was fucked up when I did this.
Yeah, I've had to take a couple things down in podcasts too before, or have them take it down. I got too carried away with with jokes on one of them, and I went back and listened. I was like, oh no. So yeah,
it's okay.
So I haven't said one joke on a podcast since then.
We are. Hey, it's okay. Hey, knock knock. I'm just kidding.
Knock knock. Those are usually clean. Usually.
Depends. It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Depends on how much alcohol is in your system.
Very true.
You know?
Yep.
So you are from Kentucky Anna.
That's what they say.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
I just butchered that shit.
My mom's from Kentucky. My dad's from Evansville, Indiana. Great. So I kind of went back and forth as a kid. And then my mom moved up to Newburgh, Indiana, you know, so I could be closer to my dad and stuff. So, yeah, so I kind of just went back and forth my entire life. So I thought I made it up at first, Kentucky, and I was like, I'm clever. And then I Googled it, and it's been a thing for like 150 years. So, yeah, I did not make that up.
Really?
So, yeah, some songwriter a long time ago made it up.
Is it copyrighted?
Is there a copyright?
It may not be copyrighted. You should copyright that shirt, trademark it, rather.
I know there's like a piano company named Kentucky Anna or something.
You might want to trademark that, though. If you trademark that shit.
TM. Dude, I like that. Kentucky Anna TM. I get that like added to the tattoo at the end.
Yeah.
It'd be right on my elbow. It'd hurt real bad.
That might hurt.
Yeah, I got to do that tomorrow. I got to get my other elbow tattooed. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's the issue with starting the stuff. You don't want to like stop when it's all be filled out, but then you got to reach those parts that really hurt.
Yeah, I'm about to finish this one too.
You fixing too?
Yeah. I'm getting a microphone looking thing right here.
Heck
that's
yeah.
Gonna hurt.
Oh, that area. I mean, there's worse.
There's also a lot of fat there. You know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know if that makes a difference. I'm not sure.
It may not. I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Hey, all I know is that they're not fun to get. I don't care what nobody says. They ain't fun to get, but they're fun to have.
They're fun to have.
Yeah. It's only
that
temporary.
Up in your like your hot guy level.
Sometimes. It depends what.
Depends on what girl.
It depends. I definitely think the women that are like 60 plus that used to think I was cute don't think I'm cute anymore now. But it's like a generational thing, you know. I don't know.
Oh my god! If you guys hear any chuckling in the background, I'm telling you right now, it's just his publicist laughing her ass off. It's quite all right. It's quite all right.
Well, I'm glad she's here because sometimes I ain't got a filter and I'm just like, man,
it's all right. Neither do I.
I just feel like I'm talking to the dude.
I've gotten in trouble for it.
Well, it happens, man.
But I don't have a publicist, so I'm good.
Well,
are you looking for a new client?
Hey, they're good at what they do, man. I went through a bunch of media training and all that stuff.
Did you really?
That was interesting. It was interesting.
How is that? So I've never heard of actually what goes on in media training. So what goes on in your media training when you?
They just like teach you like how to avoid talking politics and all that, and then like how to not say like every other word. That you don't realize how much you say and like until you go to media training.
Ooh.
I'm a like guy. I say like a lot.
I'm a guy.
You're an guy?
I'm.
So if I ask you a question, you'd be like,
Yeah.
And then answer it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I do, too. And they're like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, I'll do like the, see, what had happened was, we did this, and then it's kind of how I would do. Maybe I should get
it. It's tough. That's the biggest challenge of this whole job is not saying in interviews, honestly. I mean, the rest of it's like fun.
You know who trademarked that? Who should trademark that? Obama. He does say.
Does he do that a lot?
He says a lot. He says a lot. And
American people want change. He does say dude, I'll tell you, he does that a lot too. Is George Strait?
Yeah,
he spoke at the Ryman at this thing that I was at, and I was like, man, he's gonna be a great public speaker. He got up there. I guess he can't be good at everything. You know, he's the king of country, you
can't
know.
Be good at anything.
King of country, not the king at public speaking.
No, it's all right. It's okay with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, when you got 60 number ones, it don't matter.
Yeah, when you look at that big account, it's quite all right.
Yeah,
it's
I guarantee.
Quite
all right. Guarantee.
Quite all right.
It's that Codigo money.
It's that Codigo money he got.
I said, I don't give a fuck, buddy. Anyway, so what year did you move to Nashville?
I moved here July of 2017.
Oh, so you're still within, you're like, you 5 years.
Yeah, so it'll be
can I do math right?
Shoot, I don't even know. I think if you have five years. Shoot, it's already been that long.
Wow,
time flies in this town. Oh my gosh,
I just had my 12 years.
Shoot,
last month.
I'll be there in a few.
Yeah,
12.
It'll go past
12 years from now. This town ain't even gonna look like it does now.
No, I mean, the element. And 505 building across you from Ten Roof was not there when I moved here.
Wow.
It was a gravel lot that we all left our cars in for days at a time.
That'd be nice.
But not getting towed or anything like that because we want you to drive home.
That would be nice to have on DeMumbrian. Because last night I was on DeMumbrian.
So was I.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Were you a Live Oak?
I was at Ten Roof.
Oh, you were at Ten Roof.
Yeah.
I was over there at Live Oak for that Muscadine Bloodline thing. And they were literally ticketing every car parked on DeMumbrian. And they were like towing
away.
They were doing it every, like an Uber pulled up. And I watched this cop, like this dude was inside his car, just dropped somebody off. And I watched this cop come up and slam a ticket on his windshield. Like,
Well, it was the end of the month. They probably missed their quota.
Do they have a quota? I don't even know.
I heard it's a myth, but I've also heard that it's true.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I don't know.
It depends on the town.
It might depend on like the precinct or whatever.
Yeah, they might have a contest. Who can get the most money out of there? The citizens of the city.
Is it based on like speeding tickets or just like all tickets? Like, is it only speeding tickets, though?
I don't know.
Because I feel like that's where I hear that quota thing the most, is like speeding.
I hear it on speeding a lot.
Yeah.
This might be citations.
Huh. Yeah. Shoot,
I don't know. I don't know.
Got to collect them taxes, Dallas.
Right?
I got a parking ticket last week for not paying a bill that I paid. Really? So I got to go dispute that now. It's not going to be worth $50, but I'm still...
No, senior.
It's a dignity thing at this point.
Your attorney.
Well, that's way more than $50.
Don't do that.
At that point, it's just pride. It's just my pride overtaking everything. Like, you know what? $2,000 just to prove you wrong.
Just to prove you wrong. Yeah. Fuck your $50.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I have the receipts where I paid, and they still gave me a ticket for nothing.
Welcome to Nashville.
Yeah.
Welcome to Nashville.
Backwards. That's backwards.
You so you moved here in 2017.
Yes, sir.
What has Nashville exceeded your expectancy? Is it everything that you thought it would be, or is it completely different than what you thought it would be?
It's definitely different than what I thought it would be, but like in a good way, you know. Like,
really, what did you think it was going to be when you moved here?
I thought it would be like way more competitive, you know. But it's really like mainly everybody supports each other here. So, but I thought it would be like way, like if there was another artist sitting next to me, they would like not say a word to me, you know, like that kind of stuff. But it's really just a big happy community for the most part. I mean, there, you know, there's bad and good everywhere, but like I didn't expect a support system, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely family oriented in this country, music.
Whenever you see somebody that goes out on Mondays, you know that's a person that lives here, and that's where you meet your friends.
That's where you meet your friends. That's
on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's never a Friday or Saturdays.
Mm-mm. That's when...
Don't be out of town.
Yeah, out of towners and all that stuff. Even in Midtown these days.
Even in Midtown. So. If they're wearing a cowboy hat all the time, they probably don't live here.
Most likely not. Most likely not. Yeah. Or like sparkly boots.
Despite what the tourists may think.
Or sash.
Or the tinsel things, too. They have one of those jackets. You know, you had the jackets, you had like the long tinsel.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Like them, like.
Yeah.
From the rhinestone days back in the day, man.
You get people wearing those.
Yeah.
They typically wear pink cowgirl hats with fur around them, you know.
I can always tell whenever somebody just buys boots for a country concert and whenever they actually have had them, you know.
Yeah, they're dirty as shit.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah, man, I don't know. There's a lot of them. But
just be like, where'd you get those from? Oh, I got it from Walmart. You got from your concert. What concert did you get to go get those boots for?
Dude, boots, you get what you pay for with them. That's one of them things.
True.
I mean, everybody's like, I'm not spending $400 or $500 on boots.
They all right, well, fucking long.
You're going to end up buying three pairs within the time these last things. And you don't want to spend more than that. So, yeah. Jesus. And then you got that place on Broadway that sells boots for you buy one, get two free or something. That's wild.
Yeah. It's not a good deal.
Hannah says it's not a good deal. And she's a girl.
She's a girl.
You know, she's looking for them shopping spree
especially
stuff,
when
man.
She's about the shoes, man.
Good Lord.
She's talking about the shoes.
She got the Vans on today.
Yeah.
Got the Vans. I should have worn my Vans. Shoot.
I've never had a pair of Vans.
I've only had one, and I always forget I have them. I don't know. They just sit in the box.
They just sit in the box.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably can resell them on StockX.com or something.
Yeah. Well, it's like all of my Jordans I have, they just sit there usually. Besides, I got my Jordan one in the shadows that I wear like whenever we're traveling on the road. But other than that, the rest of them just sit there.
What size shoe you wear?
13, 14?
Not my size. Not my size.
Depending on the shoe. What size you wear?
11 and a half.
11 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to steal some of Jimmy Allen's shoes.
Is that what Jimmy Allen wore? 11 and a half? I'm going to have to remember that, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remember that because I might prank him next time.
Prank him?
I'm going to try to prank him in the store.
What are you going to do with
see,
him?
If I tell you, I'll tell you off record. I'll tell
oh,
you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
He listens to this.
Shoot, man.
So I can't.
What's up, Jimmy? How you doing, buddy? We had that song together, man.
I know. So with Hardy. It was on Hardy.
So it was on the Hicks tape, and it was me, him, and Justin Moore.
WD-40.
Yeah, WD-40 4WD, man.
Yeah.
Yep, it's about the most redneck shit I've ever recorded.
I'm a black guy.
Hey.
Your publicist's eyes just got big. He didn't say it. I did.
Hey, Jimmy, he's got that rig, man. He's got that lifted truck. He's got a like green powder coating on it and stuff, but he's got that lifted.
It's
green or yellow. I think it might be yellow, actually.
No, it's black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Black
yeah.
and yellow.
Yeah.
It's two.
Two of them.
It's two lifted ones. Black and yellow and a white and gold.
White and gold. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. One lane, one drive it.
Well, I don't.
I've asked multiple times.
I don't blame him. I don't let nobody drive mine. Nobody really can, but because I drive a 6-speed, so it's like thief proof, you know? There's no, they can't do it.
And you have big ass wheels that apparently can't make turns.
They cannot make turns. Yeah. I guess I did say that off the record earlier. So I was driving to the auto parts store earlier, and I went up on this little slope and turned, and my tire like dragged my bumper, and it just split it and went up and stuff. I had to hammer it back in. Yeah, it was a mess. That's why I was so late to this, because I was sitting there trying to hammer it back in so we could drive here.
That's actually a really good excuse.
It's gonna need some welding done. So
maybe
I'll be looking forward to that.
Well, tomorrow, and then instead of a tattoo.
Well, actually, I do got to spend all day working on that thing, and then I got to take it to get the windshield repaired because a freaking rock hit my windshield and cracked it from side to side. So I got that. Hey,
maybe insurance might pay for
that. Tis the season, man.
Insurance might pay for that.
Well, I've turned it in on insurance, and they said I'd owe $500.
Wow.
I don't know. Everybody was like, windshields are free, man. I'm like, cool. Heck yeah. I call them. Like,
only though if it's not bigger than a dollar. If it's bigger than a dollar, then...
That's only if it's not better than a dollar.
It's free when the crack is not any no longer than an actual dollar bill, then
that's why he asked me that.
Uh-huh.
Because whenever I was on the phone, he asked me, I was like, that's a super strange, like, why a dollar? Like, what? Who made this rule?
Because it's not fully cracked, because what they can do is, this is mechanic Marcus, who doesn't know shit about cars, but what they can do is they can actually just like suck it back together, like to where it like fix the crack in the actual thing, so you have to put a whole new windshield in your car. But if it gets too big, then they have to.
Oh yeah, it's from side to side.
Oh yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That explains why he asked me that. I'm glad that I know that now, because I was super worried. I'm like, why is this dude asking me about a dollar bill right now?
Yeah.
He's already taken 500 of them. But,
yeah. Call the general. Call Shaq the general.
Call the general. You know Shaq don't need insurance. He can afford it. He can take a Bugatti and crush it and afford to just pay for another one.
I saw a tweet today about it. It's like, I wonder how much money does the general have in their budget they're paying Shaq all these years.
Dude.
And I'm just like, he probably has like some type of investment stock into it now.
He probably does, honestly. He's like a smart businessman.
He's a smart businessman.
He's in a lot of different stuff. Like, a lot of people don't know that, but he's actually
an owner of Papa John's.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Golly, man.
And
Krispy Kreme? Lucky ass.
He has his own shoe line.
Yeah, is that still selling, the Shaq thing?
Hey, so 300 million of them with Reebok.
Good Lord, I had a pair of them in fifth grade.
Well,
Shaqs.
Did I have
it? No,
it
was like the budget Jordans. Like,
yeah.
He did it for like,
because they were only at Walmart.
Yeah, and it was like affordable, man.
Yeah,
like it wasn't $300 for some dang shoes, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of bothered. So I'm looking to buy a new pair of Jordans, and I'm just like, I don't know anyone who has any connections with Jordan to mail me some.
We were just talking about them earlier, Andrew. He is the guy.
Who?
Andrew.
Really?
Yeah. He gave Phil a pair of Jordan 1s because they were the wrong size when he got them in. The Carolinas.
I will be calling him today.
Well, so, them things were 11 and a half, weren't they? 12s?
Shoot. I can wear that.
Dude, Andrew's the guy, though, man. He's got a dude up in Chicago. So, yeah.
Of course he does. Yeah. This guy's probably Michael Jordan.
He, like, works for Nike or something. Probably.
This guy's probably Michael Jordan.
Hey, yeah, Mike. Hey, man. You're like family, man. Yeah. Shout out to Andrew. I know you're going to listen to this, dude, because you always listen to podcasts I'm on, so I love you, man.
You're like family.
You're all family.
Everyone's like family.
Dude, I love that guy right there. He's one of my favorite people, man. He's hilarious.
Well, that's funny. All right, so let's talk about this, because you have been kicking ass. You got a new album out.
It's about to come out.
It's about to come out. Well, yeah. By the time this podcast is open, it'll be out.
Yeah. Okay. So it's out.
I want to talk to you about, it was a song on there, Can't Be Me.
Okay.
I love that fucking song.
Hell yeah. Thank you, man.
Love that fucking song. What was your mindset going? Did you write that song?
Yeah, I helped write it. It was me and John Byron, and he had the whole first verse and chorus already written whenever I walked in. It was the first time I ever met him. And the only reason that we were writing is because he wrote my song Hella You Up. And the label people were like, yo, y'all have to write together, like, because y'all would, you know, be buddies and stuff.
Right.
And we met, and he was like, yeah, dude, I got a few, like, ideas that, you know, that I've been cooking up or whatever. And he plays me three entire verses and choruses of these songs. Usually guys are just like, they got an idea, like a title.
Three
of them. And he was like, which one do you think we should write? And I chose that one, and we wrote the second verse, and we're done in like 30 minutes. It was great. It was an easy write that day. So, but yeah, I mean, me and him, he's got half the songs on that record probably. So it's become a fruitful friendship. Dang, I can't say that.
Say that four or five times.
Yeah, I can't even say it once.
Yeah.
I ain't even drunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our buddy's birthday tonight, so we got to go to his party thing at Miss Kelly's. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we know what kind of night it's going to be for good old Sean over here.
Yeah, old Stamali, man.
Stamali.
Yeah.
Steamly.
But yeah, Can't Be Me. Can't Be Me is like, our goal with it was, you know, like, you getting those points in your relationship where you're like, damn, this is serious now, you know? And like, you got to decide, like, I feel like from the age of like 23 on, if you want to be in a relationship, you need to be like looking for something forever, so you're not wasting your time, you know? Mm-hmm. If you ain't thinking about that with that person, that's kind of a waste of time, in my opinion.
I also just had a conversation this morning with a friend who was going through some relationship issues, and she was like telling me, you know, like, can't change. I'm like, well, if you can't change a person's behavior, like, let them be that person. But mm-hmm. if you're already sitting there saying, oh, he doesn't do this, doesn't do that, then he's not the one. This fucking,
right.
Who the fuck going? You're wasting each other's time.
Way too many people out there to be wasting time on it's one if it ain't the right
yeah.
one. Way too many, man.
Like, you're wasting time. Like, don't waste my fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's very valuable.
Yeah. That's the kind of people that we wrote that song for, is just like the people that they're not going to change who they are, and they're stuck in that position. I feel like everybody's been there at some point. So
right.
That's why we wrote that one the way we did. But I wanted it to be more positive than negative. I didn't want it to be like, right. Screw you if you don't right. like who I am. I wanted it to be like,
it's more empowering.
Like, you sit a person down and talk to them. Like,
yeah.
And then that's the song.
What's your favorite song on the album?
Ooh, shoot, I don't know, man. They're all my babies. But
I'm asking what your favorite kid is right now. That's really what it is.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry.
Being a parent's hard.
It really is.
Being a song parent's tough, yeah. Dude. Golly.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Really? A whole lot of child support to pay, too. Whole lot, thousands per song.
But you know what, though? If that one becomes number one, then you make a whole lot of fucking money off
that one. I need one to go leave bounce so they pay me back, is what I need to do. All right. This is some serious parenting.
Oh, my God.
But, man, I don't know. They all got their spot. But, you know, I got like top. Product of a Small Town is one of my favorites on there. Georgia will always be one of my favorites just because it got me to where I am. It got me a Big Loud and all that stuff. So I'm always thankful for that one. And I co-produced it, even though I don't have no idea how to produce. I was just like, it should sound like this. And then they play it. That's all. It's like some DJ Khaled stuff, you know.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess If I haven't had a weekend, man, I wrote that for my grandpa, so that's going to be one of my favorites for sure.
Who's your biggest inspiration for this album? Like, because I know each person, each artist has like someone. It's like, oh, my, like you just said, it's about your grandpa. So it's like, what's the motivation behind how you package this track list and how you?
Pretty much just like, I don't know, my grandpa and my dad, I'd say. Yeah. I mean, they just taught me everything about hard work and life, and I took that mentality that they gave me, and I took it to Nashville and got a record deal in like a year and a half. So, I mean, their system works, and it's like I wanted the album to be a sequence of things that's happened in my life. Like, every song is about true stuff, so... that's why I called it Product of a Small Town, because I feel like so many small town people have been through the same stuff I'm talking about in them songs. So, I just want to make my grandpa and my dad proud. So that's it, man.
It's amazing how, because I'm a big city guy, I'm from Philly, and it's amazing how even the small town, even the big city people can relate to the small town people in some sort of way,
mm-hmm.
you know, an aspect of life.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily be you get to go. Hey, I was in a tractor. No, you don't have to do all that.
You ain't gotta be
farming.
Yeah,
but everyone, it's like everyone. You can be from different backgrounds, but in some way, somehow, you're gonna be related as far as life.
Exactly.
And obstacles you go through.
It's just different, like,
yeah,
different circumstances, but it's like the same at
the
same time.
It's the same thing. So it's like something you can relate with everybody. I wish everybody would fucking realize that.
Man, I honestly like can say that I didn't realize that until I moved to Nashville, because before that I didn't really ever take vacations. I always had to like work. Never took a spring break, never took summer break or anything like that. So I really didn't ever go outside of my little tri-state area.
Yeah.
That was about it, man. Yeah. And whenever I started to gain traction with this stuff and travel around the country and meet different people, I'm like, you know, we all kind of relate, even though we're not the same. So, you know, it opened my eyes quite a bit. Even like in California, like, you know, California stereotypes so hard of being like,
big time.
Yeah, you know, and I went there and there was so many people that I just like got along with and became friends with and drank beer with, just like anywhere else.
I found out a couple of years ago, I found this out, a shocking statistic is that the largest consumption of music in Japan is country music.
Mason Ramsey? Is it Mason?
It could be Mason Ramsey.
Dude, they told me that he's like huge in Japan.
He's huge in Japan.
Like he's like I don't even know what you call it. Yeah. Like but icon. I don't know
what it is though. I tell you what it is by him, and when I tell you the reason as to why that is, I've seen pictures and videos of like country concerts over there. And it's, I wouldn't say, for lack of better term, it's a gimmick of the cowboy hat, cowboy boots, the belt buckles, you know, it's the rodeo looking cowboy outfit that everyone,
I just think it's like ridiculous enough to be cool.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I guess if you've never seen that before, like in person, you'd be like,
yeah. So when it's like, so I see why Mason.
Yeah.
That's what Mason wears. It's,
I don't know. And he's a kid, you know, and they're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's like ahead of his time.
And he yodels.
Well, he did. His voice is dropping now, man. His voice, he's going to have to learn how to yodel low. Yodel low. That's fun to say. That is fun to say, dude. Yeah. I might have to take that with me. But dude, that reminds me of something. My manager, whenever he asked his wife to marry him, he was in Japan. He wanted to do it in Japan. And, you know, over there, it was like 8 a.m. here. And back where he was, it was like midnight or something.
Yeah.
Like crazy. So it's like 8 a.m. I'm driving into Nashville and I get a FaceTime and he's at this bar drunker than shit in the middle of Japan in Tokyo. And I guess, you know, they like had been talking and they were like fascinated with like redneck culture.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, everybody, this is a real redneck guy right here from America. And like, everybody's like, oh, yeah. And I'm just like literally like half asleep. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So it's like, it's very big over there.
Dude, it really is, man.
I was surprised when someone told me, I was very surprised. I'm like, wow. And I saw the pictures and I'm like,
I don't know why we don't tour there more often. It sounds fun.
It's too much damn money to go over there.
Is it? I guess to get all the equipment.
Get all the gear and equipment over there.
I'd just jump on them. I'd put all my guys on a cargo ship, honestly.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. Just like get lit on a cargo ship for like 5 days.
You might be on something now.
Yeah. The cargo ship tour.
It actually might be the next CMA award after party for somebody.
Dude, a little Prevost cargo ship all the way across the Pacific. That'd be fun, man. Hold on. I got to drop his mic and relight this cigar.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't get the strong ones. I'm glad you didn't.
I'm thinking of your vocals, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, dude. I got to keep them things right now.
I'm letting the alcohol. I'll do that for you tonight.
Yeah, that tends to do the job on it for sure. Especially like Rumplemints and all that. I don't like that stuff.
I have to say, so my birthday is Saturday.
Is it really?
And
well, happy early birthday.
Thanks. Right? And the first time I had Rumplemints was my 30th birthday. 2 years ago. Not.
That's the first time you ever had it?
That's the first time I ever had it.
I mean, I feel like you're kind of lucky if that's the first time.
I've gone 10 years of living in Nashville without having Rumplemints.
Well,
yeah, that shit is like it's like drinking toothpaste for those of you who don't know. There's a video.
It literally is like drinking Listerine. It's like Listerine.
Yeah. There's a mutual friend of ours who has the video. So I'll tell you who it is. You can ask her for the video.
Of you taking it? Your first shot?
Of me taking it for the first time.
What does your face look like?
And my face reaction. Like the whole tongue movement, everything. It was just bleh.
It's like you just like ate an airhead.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, did I just eat some Colgate? Like, what the hell?
Colgate? Dude, that's weird. I don't like mint flavored stuff unless it's chew. That's the only time I like mint flavored stuff.
I like mint flavored gum. I'll chew
super
some gum.
Strange.
I'll chew some gum.
I guess I'll chew gum too.
That's about it. But other than that,
I don't like mint flavored ice cream.
No,
it's terrible to me. No, awful.
You don't get the mint from girl.
I think I got a texture thing. Like if the texture don't match the flavor, yeah. I'm just like uh-uh.
I don't do anything coconut.
Nothing. Not even like in your pina colada.
No. I don't drink pina coladas because of coconut.
Really, dude?
It's a texture thing.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. I don't do raisins. Hate raisins.
There's not a lot of people that like raisins.
Exactly. My girl was.
Is that always, the same thing?
It's the same thing. It's dried out grapes. Raisins is dried out grapes.
I never knew that.
Never knew that.
They're so small, though.
I didn't know that either until my grandma told me, and I'm like, I still don't like raisins.
So if I was to put a grape in the oven, would it turn into a raisin?
I don't think it was
thought I was being logical.
However, I did have an air fryer that was it had the ability to dry out fruit. So
I guess that makes sense. It's an air fryer.
Yeah, it's an air fryer. So it broke, but I'm gonna go buy a new one and try that myself.
It broke. How did it break an air fryer?
The handle broke.
Oh, the handle broke.
Not the actual air fryer.
Oh shoot, okay.
And it's not safe to open an air fryer with a butter knife.
Uh-uh.
You know, smell outside.
No.
Or to put, you know, super glue on the handle to kind of.
Dude, I put super glue on a lot of things to fix it, man. A bunch of them. Probably that I shouldn't have. A lot of cuts. A lot of, like, open wounds.
It's a lot
with super glue.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
No.
I did it to my face one time. I split my face off in here. It's all been reconstructed.
No shit.
Yeah,
now, how'd you do that?
Well.
Was there alcohol involved?
Buckle up, because this is some country-ass shit we're about to say. So, I used to... Well, I still do, but I used to be way more into it than I am now. But I used to build like high horsepower diesel trucks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was taking a smokestack out of a bed on one. And it had been in there for a while. And I was just so tired. I'd worked all day in my normal job. And then, you know, working all night in the shop, you just like get delirious at some point. So I was just tired. I wasn't thinking. I was being an idiot. And I was pulling the stack up, and it was a miter cut. So it like was angled cut, and the top of it was sharp.
Right.
And it finally came loose and came up and just sliced my entire face open on the bottom here. It was horrible. Sucked.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Took like 3 plastic surgeries to fix.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Sean has
that's a fun surgery. Fact, man. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
I'm a plastic guy, man. I got a plastic face. Whatever. There's still a little scar here.
He wasn't always an attractive man.
Shoot. Yeah, I had a wild chin before this, man. It was... I kind of got like a slight butt chin now, but like back then it was like booty chin. It was a booty chin.
You were able to wipe your ass and blow your nose at the same time.
There's a few people in this town with their heads so far up their ass they could do that.
Exactly.
They could do that. They could do that for sure, man. This is why I love podcasts. This is way better than... this is way better than like being on a morning radio show. Exactly. This is
say
fun.
What the hell you want to say?
Yeah. Weird.
Yo.
All you got to do is press a bleep button.
Exactly.
Beep, beep. We haven't even cussed, I don't think. I mean, yes, we have. A couple times.
I have.
Well, I might have to. I might have slipped up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Dude, right. Oh, well, we're normal people,
Let me talk to the higher ups right quick and see if it's okay. Hey, it's all right for him to curse. Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, anybody there? No. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
That's settled. Better not. Okay. Cool.
So, yeah. So what's your favorite? I mean, I already asked what your favorite song, but you're going on tour with Dustin. You've been on the road for a while now on your own. What's your favorite town to play in? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Shoot, man. That's a hard one. I've been asked that a lot. So far, I mean, I ain't reached every city yet, but so far, probably Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'd say.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those people.
They party. I'm going to have to come to Grand Rapids.
That crowd was so loud. So I got, like, custom molded in-ears, and they cancel everything almost, like, outside of what I hear. And that crowd was so loud that my ears were ringing through my in-ears. The crowd mics were completely just tapped out. It was nuts. And I was the opener.
Holy shit.
I wasn't even the main act.
Yeah.
And that was whenever we were on the tour with Hardy.
That's, his crowd's crazy to begin with.
Yeah, man. It was awesome. Yeah. And then a bunch of people from Canada come down there to see shows. So
I was, I've heard stories about, and I'm going to try to hit it this year, but Kenny Chesney in Boston, the first night of Boston at the end of his tour.
Yeah. That's where he's starting out, is Boston?
No, that's where he ends at.
Oh, that's where he ends. Okay.
He is in Boston. And apparently, because he sells it out, he has to do just the only stadium that he does two nights in.
It's a stadium?
It's a stadium. He plays at the Patriot Stadium.
Yeah, holy smokes. And it's two nights sold out?
Two nights sold out. And from what I've been told, is
so many moms, man. So many moms.
Oh, yeah. So many moms. It's what I've been told is that he can't sing half the time because of the fact that the crowd drowns him out.
I mean, I could think of worse problems to have, man.
I could think of worse problems to have too.
You know, like
he's like he doesn't like he ends up going through and he ends up playing for like 3-4 hours long sets, adds onto his sets.
Holy smokes!
Because there's nothing around it, so there's like there's no really like noise curfew.
Really?
Here in freaking Nashville, you gotta be done by midnight.
I guess I've never seen that stadium.
Yeah.
There's nothing around it. Wow.
It's like Dallas Cowboys Stadium. There's nothing around the Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Huh. You're right.
Even though it's a dome.
Yeah.
And you can open it, but it's still.
I have seen that one.
Yeah. There's nothing around it.
There isn't.
It's like its own fucking city.
Well, that's because it's the Cowboys, man. They can afford that. They can afford that. Jerry Jones.
It's Jerry's World.
Jerry's World. We're just living in it, man. You know? I'm down there.
So it's like, I kind of want to experience that.
Yeah.
I have yet to see an artist who's been drowned out by, and I've seen Garth Brooks, who's been drowned out by.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I ain't seen that show yet. I need to go see that.
You're missing much. You're missing a whole lot.
Dude, I guarantee it. I've heard so much about that stuff. Like, he goes all out.
He plays for 3 hours.
The only country artist that wears a headset. I'm like.
Russell.
Dickerson?
Russell, yep.
Does he?
Yep.
Was he doing that whenever we play with him?
I don't think he does in the full set. I think he pulls out in the middle of the set.
Really?
Uh-huh. But he doesn't. Huh.
Dude, it'll be so convenient to be able to do that.
You should just try
doing it. Yeah, right, dude.
Why not?
I get made fun of so bad. I'm already singing Vanessa Carlton on stage.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. I mean,
dude. Now you can just sit, pretend like you're next to a piano. Just go.
I feel like I'm the wrong artist to start that. I'm going to need to follow that trend instead of set it because who's going to look at me?
I mean.
How would you expect me to start that?
I really could do it.
I'm like 6'4", tattooed and stuff. And
he's also going to do it in wife beater, so it's cool.
I mean, shoot, I wish I could go up there in a wife beater. I'm not in good enough shape anymore for that stuff. Used to be, but
I've never been.
That's what Nashville does for you, man.
Yeah.
Maybe Phil can go up there. Big Phil go up there in a wife beater all day long. Yeah, they love Big Phil on the road over there. He's on the stage putting the waters down and whatnot. And girls are like, Big Phil, oh my gosh,
Big Phil.
In West Virginia, they call him Mossy Oak because he had a Mossy Oak t-shirt on. So I was getting DMs like, hey, is Mossy Oak single? Like, it's a camo company.
How many of your friends benefit from you being?
All of them.
Okay. All of them.
Especially the ones from back home.
Because
back where we're from, nobody does this. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that's ever done this.
Really?
Back home, yeah.
Huh.
There's not really a music scene.
So you're the famous guy from back home.
I'm that guy.
You're the one that, like, got out and everyone in your hometown.
I'm known as two things back home, man. Uh-huh. Sean Dare and Morgan Wallen's buddy. Oh my gosh, you know Morgan Wallen? Blah, blah, blah.
There you go.
I mean, we're at the same label. Like, it's not like, of course, like, we know each other. Like,
it's not like I'm going to have a beer with him right away.
You know,
like,
I mean, good Lord, dude. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy how infatuated some people get with that kind of stuff, man. I don't know. Like, because, like, whenever you, like, hang out here, like, you know, we're all just, like, dudes. We're all just, like, you meet most country artists and just.
That's why aside from, like, the pictures here, like, I don't post pictures with my artist friends. Well, there's a couple with Jimmy, but I don't, like, I don't think of Jimmy as like an artist anymore. Me and Jimmy have been friends for like 10 damn years. So I don't think,
really?
Yeah, so I don't think of him as an artist. So it's like, that's just one of my buddies that I'm posting a picture of. But like, I don't post pictures I did it with John Travolta last week, a couple weeks ago.
I mean, that's John Travolta.
That's
dude.
John Travolta.
I mean, come on.
You can't really.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet John Travolta?
Tortuga. In November.
I was there. I played there.
Tom Hanks was there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember them saying.
Travolta was there the last night.
Where were you at?
I was on the. I was there the entire weekend. But I was in VIP.
You were the second night. Yeah.
Where you played the other stage?
I played the small stage.
Yeah. The next with Ash.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't even go to that stage. I should have, but I didn't go to that stage.
Hey, it's just a long walk. I didn't realize how far away the stages are.
Like, those stages are like 2 miles apart.
Thank God we had side by sides.
Oh,
taking
my
us.
God.
And I was still sweating my ass off.
I was like, blisters on my feet.
I guarantee it. I dang near did, and I was being escorted by a dang side by side.
It's like, yeah. So, but apparently Travolta's like really good friends with Pitbull.
Wonder how that friendship is.
It's kind of what I want to know, and I didn't ask that question, but that's why Travolta was there. He was
because
there.
Oh, Pitbull did play, didn't he?
Played the last night.
Mr. Worldwide himself, man.
He killed it too.
I guarantee it.
He fucking.
That'll be a hype concert to go to.
Yeah.
Oh, you were there? Were you there too?
He was.
Oh, he
played here too. Pitbull played.
Didn't
here.
He toured with Lou Bryan, didn't he? For a little bit.
No, he toured with Tim.
With Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
Really?
He did a couple of days with Tim McGraw before.
That's even a weirder combination.
Yeah, they actually had a song. They had a song together.
Oh yeah.
They had a song together.
I always thought that was a Luke Bryan, but I guess it was Tim McGraw.
He has a song with Luke Bryan now. He has a song with Luke Bryan and Trace Atkins right now.
And Tim McGraw has one with Nelly.
Tim McGraw and Nelly kind of started the whole thing.
Yeah, they did. I mean, that was a long time ago too.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Everybody forgets about that shit.
Yeah. Something like that.
That song like went number one on pop radio, didn't it? Shoot, man.
That was right after, either right after, right before Live Like You Were Dying. Right before it was.
That Craig Wiseman money is what that is. That's that Craig Wiseman money right there. Out here writing all them hits like that.
It's helping you out right now, too.
Yeah, y'all ought to have him on here. That would be interesting. Y'all ought to have him on here.
I'm trying to get it. I'm working that one out. Don't worry.
He loves cigars, dude.
Cigars.
He really does.
He loves cigars.
Dude, oh my God.
I met him at one of Big Loud's parties. For those of you guys who haven't caught on, he is signed to Big Loud. Sean is signed to Big Loud, which is Craig Wiseman's label. Craig has written, God, how many freaking hits? How many ones does he have?
I thought it was 26. It might be more.
I think it may be more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that. But here's a funny story. I was at a Big Loud party after CMT Awards a couple years ago.
Heck yeah.
And
where was that at?
It was at the this one was at the office.
It was at the office. Okay, I wasn't at that one.
Yeah, it was at the office. You probably were at the FGL house one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
That's,
so was I. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first night I met Morgan and his sister at the same time, and his sister went off on me for being a UK fan. Like, went off on me.
I was at the Big Loud party, and so Live Like You Were Dying is the first country song I ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got a hell of a start there.
Yeah, I did. It was like during like the whole Music Mafia thing, too.
Music Mafia? What is that?
What?
What's the Music Mafia?
Okay, so let's school Sean Air. Music Mafia, it's a group that Big and Rich was a part of. So it's Big and Rich, Gretchen Wilson, Cowboy Trey, all of them, people with it. And they used to go around town and play around town and call themselves the Music Mafia. And they would just have jam sessions at these bars.
Sounds pretty good.
And they would get fucked up. And it was so much fun. But anyway.
I've heard about that before.
Yeah.
Right whenever you said the Big and Rich guys, I was like, yeah, that's not, I've heard of that.
So I was at the Big Loud party, and I went over and I'm going to introduce myself to Craig. And I was like, hey, I just wanted you to know you changed my life. I'm so happy that I may be here and like to meet you. The normal, like, you know, gesture, respectful gesture. And he goes, "You moved here because of me?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "You have no idea." I'm like, "Living Like You Were Dying, like, changed my life. Like, it put me on a course of country music, blah, blah, blah." And he starts tearing up.
He's like that, man. He actually cares, man. He really does. He's a super good dude,
and
man.
I'm like, "Dude, don't do that. We're crying.
Live Like You Were Crying.
We're literally in this party right now, and, like, we're starting to cry."
Mm-hmm.
And Bridget Tatum walks over and goes, "Yo, are y'all crying?"
What'd you give Craig, man? Dude, that's cool, though. Y'all are crying, man. Yeah. That's like...
Yeah, we had a moment.
That's what Phil does. He cries a lot. He's a very emotional person. This is half podcast, half eHarmony for Phil.
Yeah.
We're Wingman and Phil right here on this.
They do call me Dr. Chocolate over here, so we can definitely...
It's amazing. This is amazing.
You realize how much you've learned in Nashville?
Oh, man. I'm a totally different person. Man. I've learned so much. And I've also learned that a lot of people here have no idea what the hell I'm saying sometimes whenever I'm, like, speaking in the slang from up there. And I thought it was, like, normal. And then I speak it down here, and they're like, "What? What are you talking about?"
I get the I talk too fast because I'm from Philly. Mm. And I'm Philly, we talk extremely fucking fast in Philly. So it's like, "What did you just say? Like, it's like your mama." I'm like, "No, I said every fucking word there is." Yeah, so it's like, it's an East Coast thing. Are you from? We all talk fast.
Yeah.
But when we curse you out, you hear every fucking word that we say to you.
And y'all's, like, northern accent really comes out when you're pissed.
Yeah.
Phil only has his northern accent whenever he's pissed off on the road.
The hood in me only comes out when I'm really pissed the fuck off.
I probably just sound like a freaking dumb hillbilly whenever I'm mad, because I feel like everybody's, like, accents get stronger when they're pissed off. And if mine gets stronger, then I just sound like a dumbass hillbilly.
You know who I like getting cursed out by, though? Because I laugh at it. Because they're so nice. Canadians.
Yeah, dude. Canadians are great, man.
I used to work for Apple, and I used to do call center jobs. So I used to have, like, them call in, and they would get pissed off over their phones.
"Oh, hey there, bud.
Yeah.
I got a problem with my screen here.
It's just broken. I don't know what the fuck to do here. Like, what the fuck?"
They got some wild accents over there, man.
Some wild accents. You know what I'm talking about?
But they can party, though, man. Them people can drink more than anybody I've ever met.
I can't do it. I can't party with a Canadian.
It's bad, dude. I'm like, honestly, like, I love Canadians, but I feel like the first show we play in Canada, I'm going to have to, like, not go into the crowd at any point.
You probably should bring Jack Daniels with you.
Oh, for sure. Not across state lines, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, you can't bring nothing across state lines there.
You could. Just put in the bus.
Shoot, I ain't got no bus.
Oh,
I can't afford that. I'm balling on a budget over here, man. We got a van and trailer. Me and Phil, in August alone, we went 9,300 miles in a van and trailer. 9,300 miles.
Did you drive?
Most of the time, his ass sleeps about 12 hours a day.
Come on, Phil.
Yeah. You know, doctor says what the doctor says, man. Whatever. We made it to them shows on time every time.
That's all that matters.
That first day we started at 9 a.m. and I did not stop driving until the next day. Because I wanted to make... Okay, I'm a good friend, first of all. I'm going to start the story with that. I wanted him to see the Grand Canyon for the first time. And the only time that we're going to have a little bit of extra time to see it is if I drove through the night. So I was like, cool. He's got to see this shit because it's awesome. And I want him to see it. So he keeps his job. He's like, this is actually really awesome. We're not just driving 9,000 miles. We're getting to see cool shit.
Phil, what are you? What part of the crew are you? Are you the tour manager?
He's a tour manager.
You're a tour manager. So... Hold on, I'm just finding this ass backwards. You're a good friend, by the way. Good friend.
Thank
you're
you.
Also a good boss, because you basically just pay him. Yeah.
Well, he takes a lot of the workload off me. I ain't gotta, like, settle up. I ain't gotta, you know, do TM shit. So it's I ain't gotta book flights and send advances and riders and all that stuff. And, you know, he's been good, man. I took him out of our hometown, and he was dumb enough to take the job here with us. I'm just kidding. I was told by a couple of really good TMs that a lot of times your best buddies make the best tour managers because they know you so well already. You know, you can spend all that time with them because we only play music like 90 minutes out of the day. The rest of it is just hanging. So you got to make sure that it's a good hang first.
I think that's like Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney's entire staff is all his couch buddies.
I didn't know that.
Well, his entire staff is his college buddy.
That's like Brantley. Like, almost all his crew is just a biker gang from his hometown. It's pretty cool, man. That crew was really fun to tour with. So, and he got my name wrong, too.
Did he?
Dude, you're going to love this. This is podcast gold right here. Podcast gold. So, Phil's heard the story a million times, and he was there. So, it's been reiterated. But we toured with him for, what, 12 shows, probably? Something like that. And every single show, first of all, he is a badass guy, man. He is one of the most genuine people I've ever met. Like, and that's not just because he's famous. I don't see people like that just because they're famous. Yeah. Like, literally, like, the first, like, two or three shows, he watched our entire sound check. But every single show that we're with him, he'd watch the whole set.
Wow.
It's hard to find artists that do that, man. There's not many of them. But God bless him, man. He really thought that he was, like, shouting me out or whatever. But he'd get on stage, and about two songs in, he would be up there. He'd be going, man, shout out to Sean Stamati and the boys, man. Yeah, y'all give it up, man. And I remember hearing that the first time, and I was like, I didn't know him too well on that first show, so I was like, man, gosh dang, how am I going to tell Brantley Gilbert say my name wrong, man? I don't want to, like, make him mad. He's a biker. All these dudes are bikers. We ain't on their good side yet. I grew up around bikers, so I know how they work. But we got warmed up to him. We all became friends and stuff, and it got to a point where I just thought it was funny. I'm like, I'm gonna let him keep doing it. So every night, all through Iowa, Wisconsin, California, Oregon, everything like that, he'd go, shout out to Sean Stamati and the boys, man. So we finished off with him in Bend, Oregon, and we were driving back, which was a 32-hour drive without stops. But we were driving back, and I guess he had gone up to Spokane, and he had a show like 4 days after that, so he just stayed there, and he flew a few riders over there to just write for a few days, and I knew all three of the riders. It was Josh Phillips, Hunter Phelps, and Brock Berryhill. I write with them all the time. And I guess they were talking, and Brantley was like, man, yeah, Sean Stamati been touring with this man, blah, blah. And Josh goes, no, you mean Sean Stimley, right? And Brantley's like, no, that's not how you say it, man. It's Stamati. And Josh goes, nah, man, I've known him for a long time. That's not how you say it. So I get a FaceTime from Brantley Gilbert. It was him and all them dudes. And you might have to bleep this out. And Brantley goes, man, you can correct a motherfucker when he's saying your name wrong, man. And they're all back there laughing and stuff. That was like the highlight of my year last year, was getting that FaceTime. He was a little bit salty, I think.
He was a little salty about that.
He was like so like scared that he was going to, like he was offending me, like I was going to be mad at him. I was like, dude, I thought it was hilarious, man. I honestly, like, I'm not just saying that. I thought it was funny. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who's your dream duet partner?
Ooh. I don't know. It was Eddie Van Halen, but he's gone.
That's gone.
Like in country, just in general.
In general, it could be both.
Honestly, I don't listen to a whole lot of country like on a daily basis. I mean, I listen to it.
The same way.
Whenever you ride it all day long,
you ride it when you're in it and you're in like in the thick of it. You just don't.
I like picking stuff out of other genres. I like picking stuff out of other genres and using it. But yeah, Dolph's gone. Golly, man. All my favorite freaking artists freaking passing away.
You can always say Nelly.
Nelly would be cool, man. But I always wanted to do something that that hadn't ever been done. Mm-hmm. But Nelly's done FGL and Tim McGraw now.
Yeah, Nelly's country music horror. Just kidding. I don't mean that in a bad way. I didn't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I feel like within the country world, I'd say Ronnie Dunn.
Good Lord.
That's who I like. Learn how to sing off of.
He is one of the best vocalists.
Yeah, in my opinion, he is the best. Yeah. I think in country he's the best.
Him and Randy Houser.
Randy Houser's a badass, man. He is.
Randy Houser and Shay.
Shay Mooney, yeah, dude. But those are I feel like those are all three different types of country, though.
Yeah.
You know, different eras, kind of. Randy Houser is totally different style than Dan and Shay, you know. And Dan and Shay's totally different than Brooks Dunn. So they all do their thing, but
it's crazy. I was bar backing at a bar here in town, restaurant rather, and Ronnie Dunn walks in. And he goes and he sits down. It was him and his wife and some other people. And he sits down and sitting there talking to the bartender. I'm like, you know who you have at your bar? I mean, at your table. And he's like, who? And I'm like, it's Ronnie Dunn. Who the fuck is Ronnie Dunn? And I'm like, from Brooks and Dunn.
He didn't sing Live Like You're Dying.
Yeah.
Like, even though that would have been freaking
like,
badass.
From Brooks and Dunn. And he's like, who's Brooks and Dunn? Person lived in Nashville all their life, and I'm like, how do you live in Nashville and don't know who the hell Brooks and Dunn is?
Yeah.
And so I said, have you gone downtown? You're over 21. You've been downtown, right? Yeah. You sing Neon Moon? Yeah, I love that fucking song. You sing Boot Scootin' Boogie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking want to dance to that song. He's the singer for that song.
It happens, though. I feel like there's so many, like, songs that you just listen to all the time and you just don't pay attention to the artist sometimes. I'm just thinking of, like, pre-artist Sean, which wasn't that long ago, so, like, I can still remember that shit. So it's like sometimes I would have songs that I listen to 10 times a day and I didn't know the artist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like that's, like, a fan thing. Sometimes
I'm
that happens.
Same way now.
You still do that?
I still do that.
Shoot, man. I get that about Come Back to Bed. They're like...
I used to do that about Jordan Davis.
Really?
Yeah.
Which song?
His singles, You Up song.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't... His debut single. I mean, I had no idea who it was. I actually... Like, I listened to the songs, and then I'm like, oh, this is a cool person. But I never... I didn't really know who he was until, like, he did his second number one hit or whatever. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And I met this girl one year, and he was playing Riverfront Stage. And right, we're going to see Jordan Davis. I'm like, who the fuck is Jordan Davis? It's just like, he had only had two number one hits. So I'm like, who's Jordan Davis? And he gets up there and plays, and he plays Singer Joe. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's who that is. Okay.
Bearded guy. Big beard.
Bearded guy. He opened the season this year. So
yeah, man. He's a good dude too, man. I got to hang out with him a little bit in Memphis, but he's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Fellow duck hunter. Shout out to Jordan Davis.
Yeah, he does love some duck hunting.
Yeah, he does. Him and Luke. We ain't ever gone together. I don't know. I don't know why, but we have not.
Make that change. We can change.
Yeah, we got to. I run with his brother a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah, Jacob's awesome, man. He's a good dude.
Man, oh man. So
like them Louisiana people are
fucking musically inclined. It's just
in their food, dude. Oh, golly, man. I love Cajun food.
I love Cajun food so much. What's next for you after touring? What are you gonna do? What's your goals?
I mean, that Dustin tour is only in the spring, so we're just gonna keep touring in the summer. I'm sure we'll get put on something, and then we'll balance that out with club dates and all that, you know, because that's about the level we're at right now. So yeah, just keep touring and especially since that album's going to be out in 2 weeks, or I guess when this episode drops, especially since that album's out right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just kind of tour with the songs, and because we finally got a body of work that we can play and not be like, yo, we got to fill this with a cover. We got to fill this time slot with a cover, right. Two covers. You know, we have an album to
play. We have a whole album now.
Yeah. So that makes things way easier. So we're just going to ride with that and promote the shit out of it and then work on more music. So
hey, you know, I fucking love this body of work.
Say the name of the album. Part of a Small Town album. Out now. Thank you.
Publicist is doing a job.
Appreciate that. I always forget to plug in the name.
Yeah, it's all right. Crap. It's okay. It's all right.
Is there any water in here?
There is no water.
There's no water. Or whiskey.
But we're almost done.
Oh, shit.
We're almost done. It's been an hour.
Well, these things always go by quick.
They go by so fucking quick.
I love a podcast.
When you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a blast. This might be my favorite podcast ever. I'm having a blast. We're just sitting here smoking and whatnot.
It's looking relaxed. See, okay, so here's an extra for you guys. So your publicist walked in, she goes, so what's been the concept of like the cigars? And I'm like, because it actually relaxes everyone. She goes, really? She goes, it's not really, because it's not like cigarettes. It's not, like, you don't inhale it. It's just the atmosphere and the relaxation of it. It
really is.
Now she's seen firsthand.
I think this is a great idea for people. Because ask Phil, I was having a bad day before this.
Honestly. Were you really?
Oh, yeah. I was having a bad day.
Well, I'm glad I can bring your day.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much, sir. But appreciate you.
My mood has done a 180, man. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
See what a cigar and talking would do?
Dude, it's a miracle. This... Holy smokes.
Is that hot?
It's hot, isn't it?
It's hot.
I thought it was just me.
That's fresh in the dishwasher.
Oh, shoot. I've never used a dishwasher before.
At least we know it's clean. At least we know it's clean. At least we know it's clean.
Hopefully.
That is fresh. Wow, that was hot.
Isn't it hot at the bottom?
That was hot at the bottom.
I was like, this cigar has got some shit in it that ain't tobacco, man. I'm feeling some icy hot, another thing that Shaq promotes. Well, Shaq, you don't use icy hot.
You don't use icy hot. Stop that.
Take a Tylenol.
Well, my friend, this has been a fantastic episode.
Been fun, man.
We have a couple off-record conversations that we're going to have before you leave here.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
But thank you so much for taking the time out your day.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Having a stogie.
Yes, sir.
We'll do this again.
Yeah.
For sure on the next time.
Absolutely.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Sean, not Steamly. Not Stormly.
Not Stormly.
Not Stormly.
Mm-mm. No.
Not Steam.
I'm just thinking of all the ones I've heard. It's not Stamely. It's not Stamely. It ain't none of that. Okay. We're gonna do a YouTube video instructional. It's gonna be It's gonna be me. It's gonna be all of us in this room, and it's gonna be like a classroom. And I'm gonna have a chalkboard, and I'm gonna wear some like grandpa glasses, and I'm gonna have them like pulled halfway down my nose.
Do that.
And I'm gonna be like, listen, kids, okay? It's how you do. It's how you say this. It's gonna be a whole thing. It's gonna be on TikTok, y'all.
This
way.
This needs to happen.
I just got into doing the TikToks.
I started doing Instagram reels of like songs you forgot about.
Songs you forgot.
Don't steal my idea. I've already started it. But
so that takes a lot of thinking if you forgot about them. So you're just like, what's another one?
I listen to a lot of like early 2000 country music. So like it's kind of easier.
Oh, blame you.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite too. So it's like it's kind of easier to just pop up like, oh, like I did Julie Roberts breakdown here. That was such a smash, God.
Hey, there's so many good ones.
There's so many good ones people forgot about.
The 90s as well.
Yeah.
Good ones.
Yeah, I'm going to do that this week. I started it last week, so it's been kind of a big hit. I did Back When for Tim McGraw.
I've never heard that one, I don't think.
Back When, a ho.
Oh, yeah, okay. Back When, okay.
Yeah.
I said Back Way. I was like, man, I don't know.
See, that's the Philly accent coming out.
Back When. I love that song. Back When a ho was a ho.
Yeah.
And Coke was
Coke.
And Coke was snuff. Apparently.
It was.
And it's all backwards, man. I miss Back When. It's all backwards.
It's been another episode with Sean.
Stimuli.
You're listening to The Smoking Section, powered by Symphonic.